Yeah, she told Christy that I will go in with her. I am just putting myself in there, surely.
Well,
I think I've mixed these buggers up. Supposed to be on tape number 6. After I try that number 7. Yeah, so I've got all my bits and pieces. Ah, that's what I said. Did you get me on?
Yeah, he only had 50 in the bloody shop, but how good at least we've got ours.
Oh, he's never got any though, has he?
No, got nothing. Was your tape any good when you got further into the film? Or did you take it back?
I took that one back. I've got this weird line on it. 189.
Yeah.
And I tried giving it off. Anyway, I thought I can't be bothered messing about with it.
Yeah.
So took it back and asked, there's something wrong with this one. I said, it's got a line or whatever it is. I says, I can't get it off. So he says, oh, well, fair enough then. He says, just put it over there, he says, and get yourself another one. So I picked that one up. We sat and watched it last night.
What was it? What's it called?
It's the... yeah, I've got that one. He says sometimes they do get rogue tapes or something.
Do we know why? Who's in it? I can't see the bloody thing without my glasses.
He's a good actor. No, Christy's got mum come with me.
Didn't go to town.
Apparently Alice had told her that I'm going to town with them.
Yeah.
But same as I says, I was sick last night.
Yeah.
After my tea. I were alright till I had my tea.
Yeah.
And I'd got that bit of an headache. Well, I took 2 tablets and it had gone before Steve came in. And I had my tea and I went like that. And I thought, God almighty.
Yeah.
And Steve says, you got a pain? I says, yeah. He says, I've got one there and all. He says, I've had it on and off all day. Anyway, about... We had tea about, what, 7:30? I think it was about 7:30. And then about an hour after it started.
Was he been sick and all day?
He never said.
Because you had the other, didn't you?
Yeah. But that went out to do with it 24 hours later. It should have been first thing in the morning if that would have happened. After I'd had some to eat. Anyway, I says to Alice, it's not fair going in somebody's car feeling the way I feel, I says, and... puking in
gas. Yeah.
So she says, no, sir. I says, so I'll go back this time.
Oh, my. Has he gone to college or is he?
He went about 20 to now. I ate kettle and I thought, he's still in housing. Which now he's took off.
Yeah.
Anyway, come on, he says, there's a cup of coffee there for you, mum. Walked out. I thought, bloody hell. I don't.
Oh.
Oh, you should have heard him the other day. Old Parker Penn's are in this house to raise his house.
Oh, great.
And that pen that he broke weren't mine, it were his. I says, oh, yeah. I says, have you got the rest of them with it, like?
Yeah.
And he says, oh, no. I says, no. I says, it's a full set, so keep your bleeding hands off. He says, well, all the rest in the house are mine.
Oh, right.
You've got to add your name to that one.
Oh.
No? Leave your name off that. I am on number 6, I thought I was. The reason they're mixed up, it must have been him then, messing about with them.
Did you not mark them, which ones you've been on?
It's there, what it is on these pages. Like this one that's playing now, is
yeah.
Side A on number 6 tape.
Yeah.
I've just took number 5 out and put it back in the box, because it tells you number 5, number 3, and it tells you which one you're doing. It's just that Stephen's been rooting about in boxes. They've been nosy. With that nosy, he's nicked all pens, everything. I ain't got a pen. I've been filling it in. I've been filling it in pencil.
He don't matter, as long as it's in.
See, I don't usually fill it straight away anyway until I'm finished. But I always put the date. Like today's date.
Well, I can't see one either.
Get him to see a pencil. He walks out. He's got an answer from that sugar place.
Who were talking about?
Did I tell you, Steve?
No.
Wrote off for another job. Did I think?
No.
Oh, well, I thought it was Scunthorpe. Well, it's not Scunthorpe, it's Newark.
Oh, yeah.
It's some sugar. I don't know what it is, but it's electrician's job. And he asked me to post that. When did I post that? Wait, Monday. Did I post all them letters on Monday?
I don't know, they've been up there.
I know, I start accumulating again. I always get about 3 or 4 letters and then end up posting. It's because I can't be asked to go for one stamp. That's all it is. I know there's 2 up there, but 1's free.
And I even forget to post the free ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something about... yeah, it is, you know. Where you vote for them union things? I meant to ask you if they've got a stamp.
I doubt it.
I got a letter from my phantom writer. He sent this home yesterday. And it goes, apple pies or great big line wrapped round, I think it's bread pudding.
Oh, he wants something else now, does he?
Yeah, apple pie or, and a circle round bread pudding. I says he gets bleeding worse then. Please, he says please, apple.
Ellen, me and Ellen were just talking about a bread pudding yesterday when she came round. Because she does them bread and butter ones.
Yeah. Isn't it? Like that. Was £8 in 14 days. Oh, it's giving you breakfast for 14 days.
Yeah, it's been in paper that.
It's yesterday's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that? I'd have to do numbers cut.
Yeah, no, I've got to get numbers as well. I ain't done them yet. I'll do them and give them. I meant to do them and I forgot all about it. He's not talking to me now.
Why?
Because
of the other?
No. It's quite entirely different. Because I said you were being sarcastic and keep your mouth shut if you can't speak normal. Mm. What was it? We watched that last night. Didn't matter. We watched that last night and you were chittering away about someone. I weren't taking a lot of notice. And then it finished, and he always turns video off, but he never turns telly off. So I turned the telly off, and he says, "You're not telling me you're coming to bed, are you?" Well, that's what you normally do on a night time. He says, "Oh, so you're not sleeping on settee?" I says, "If you can't think of no better to say, just shut your mouth."
Yeah.
He says it every time I fall asleep on settee. Every time.
Maybe one won't let me fall asleep.
Well, that says to him. I says, if you were that interested, I says, while I'm watching telly, I says, why don't you come and see? I says, give us a check. But he never does. I thought, no, not playing. So he won't give me a kiss, and he won't say goodnight, so I thought, nah, I'm not bothered. He was tired anyway. The minute he's had it, pillar, he started chuffing, snoring. Him and that snoring, it's driving me nuts.
I must be driving Bill now for my snoring. Because I don't normally snore unless I get a cold, but when I get a cold, I can wake myself up.
I snore when I get a cold. And I'm getting it. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Slowly, but I'm getting it.
That side of me's a champion. It's this side of me now.
You've like half cleared.
Oh, that side's alright. And I'm going to. My eye's starting here on this one nostril.
I'm telling you about that sugar place, we're doing it again.
Yeah, go on.
And I posted it, I'm sure I posted it Monday.
Yeah.
Because you filled it in at weekend, I posted it Monday or Tuesday.
It's clearer anyway, isn't it?
Anyway, you've got a reply this morning.
What's that?
I don't know. I've got to wait till 7:30 tonight. Hmm. No, I haven't, I've got to wait till 5:30, it's Friday.
Isn't it?
We got 261 this week.
Does that make it in 4 weeks?
1,100.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all, because you thought it might have been about 900 with them other 2, didn't you?
Oh no, they've gone then.
Oh.
It's the start of a new one. Get there at end of 28.
But Bill's just been on his... I'm supposed to be going over to Sue's so laying her paving slabs and everything.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. So, it's just, but I don't know what to do. It's just because if there's a job, you know, if any other time. He says, I don't know what to do. I said, bloody do the other time. Let her hang about.
I imagined it yesterday, working on Saturdays.
Yeah. He says, he don't know yet. With it being that his first complete week. So, but he says, if there's overtime, he says, what should I do? I said, bloody do it. I says, she can wait till Sunday.
Aye.
But it'd be, they're nicking. You know, because still nicking once they're laid.
Well, have you been reading in paper? What were I reading?
I'd read something about slabs.
Nicked a full street.
Slabs or something, yeah.
No, a street.
Oh.
And Steve Stoner as well yesterday. And I'm sure it said it nicked a full street in this one. That son is getting ridiculous. They get their teeth into something and they do about 10 pages on it. So, and I'm sure it's this one. They nicked a street. You know your path, pavement, pitch full pavement.
They've got bloody cheap then, ain't they, to do a full straight.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a cop. Because it seems a bit unbelievable, nicking a street.
Yeah, but let's face it, if you're going to do a street, they'll think, oh, well, we're going to get a new pavements down, you know, wouldn't you?
But they don't.
Interested.
I picked it up, I says to Steve, who's Paddy Ashdown? He says, you and your politics. I says, that's right, me and my politics. I says, I don't take a lot of notice of them, mate. No matter what you read about, what you say, they're going to do what they want anyway.
Of course they are.
There's about...
Too much.
Too much, you're not kidding. Page 9 so far. Pages at the same person. Surely to God they could find something better to write about. Like this woman who's won 2 million, 80 odd. How old is she?
Knocking on, she's 62.
She's comfy for life now. She can afford an operation on her nip. Where is it? Do you know what annoys me? I know I've read it. It annoys me when I can't find it.
Oh, God, we're going to start now, I can feel it.
What, your cough or your run?
No, my runny nose. I might have it with both bloody sides, but it's only one.
I can't find it. That's annoying, not that it's been gone. I may as well do that and then look at it. I'll find it. I'll do what I usually do. We have a pencil. Makes a bloody change.
No pen.
No. No window cards neither, but it looks on it.
It'll be alright if you come up because you can't claim it, can you, after 4 o'clock?
No.
Mind you, I need thousands.
Oh, well, Saturday paper, I get there on time anyway, so it doesn't matter. If I ever wanted if I'd I've got one out of four numbers. Wow.
How many numbers?
There's quite a few actually. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I didn't get any on one card.
I've got two. And it's Friday today.
Yeah.
It's something to do. Do you know, I've had a blue pen, I've had a black pen, and now I'm down to a bloody pencil.
You should be what bloody crayon next.
Oh, you'll not find a crayon in this house. Everything, if it writes, it's his for college. Because that's what he'll have done. Ran out and then come and pinch
me. Not
it's not bad where he don't use them till they run out. He just uses them and leaves them laying about and come and take some more.
I'm going to get a little packet of felt tips.
I had a tin full of them.
Just for our Craig, I had an orange one and another colour one. And the orange one ran out the other day and he went potty.
Did he?
Yeah, because it was a different colour to his pen. I've got to get a little packet of velvet in. Bring my Albertini. Or some pencils or something.
Alright, go and get them in closer. Done it again.
What done? Broke it.
You know what I'm doing? It's that thing here. Well, before I had it, I used to put them on the floor outside the ashtray. And now I leave it on the settee. You know where I put my legs up? You know when you move over and watch the telly?
Yeah.
You just end up sitting on it. And I'm sure that's what's doing it. It's about five I've done here, 2 days.
I'm not running it out today. I make do. Let's go down.
And I can't get these papers tied on these. They're stupid. This one broke all together, this one. Completely snappy.
I was going to bring over a couple of chocolate biscuits and 50 pence for you to get to Craig. He's bound to want something.
To get to Craig?
Yeah, he could have some spice.
Oh, yeah. We've got to colour him off at weekend, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a lot better anyway.
With that?
Well, he likes it better there. And he was always chirping.
Yeah.
I don't think he heard him whinge once. And he left your fridge alone. Remember he's been down to eat dogs?
You would have done. Yeah, well, I don't know that yet. I think it's true. Steve might be taking him to see his nan on Saturday. Because he knows Bill's going Saturday. As if he's got any money, I don't know.
I couldn't get over it. I still can't believe it, actually.
But she phoned up once at our house. Who stayed there, says, yeah. And then I heard, I didn't hear what she said, and I heard him say, look, if you want me to have him, it's got to be legal. But by all accounts, she's phoned up to the house 4 times.
Yeah, he says that there were rates slanging match going off in town. I couldn't stop laughing, mate. Has he phoned up since he's gone?
No.
Oh, I'll go see, how was his eye?
No, he didn't phone up. Try phoning him yesterday. No answer, and then I thought, oh, bugger it, forget it.
Very little bear now, because they've gone for extra food and social, and God, they'll be doing there at the moment.
It would have been down there, but call it. It takes him for that green with a bowl. Townfields.
Near Avenue Road, yeah.
Just as the bus goes into town.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. Well, he goes, takes a ball or something, and throws it. Ties him out a bit.
That should cheer him all up down there.
It's an all right with the landlady and that number.
Because
I went down there one day and I just, where is he? Miriam's got him. Just giving him some cake and milk. But they all treat him good.
Well, he sleeps with them, don't he?
Yeah. Now, what they've got is they've got that little settee thing. That two-seater.
Oh, yeah.
So, he can have a sleeping bed with his dad and JJ. But they made him have the bed on that. But they will give him a bed if he's got him right.
Mm.
Right. Because they normally do for the others.
When does he get to know, then?
I don't know. It's all going to go through. He went to that thing, didn't he?
He's done it all right.
He's done it right up to now, anyway.
And that was a mistake he made last time.
Yeah. It's all going to be right anyway.
Well, actually, she's wrote the letter, she's signed everything and everything, so.
Yeah.
He can't say he's doing it wrong.
No.
Wonder if her mother's been.
No, my dear, I'm not interested. She knows she can come up, he knows he can come down, and that's it. I don't want to know anything else. That's it.
Still nosy, though, aren't we?
Yeah, as long as it. Nothing else was happening.
Mm.
He says she's no way she'd move to Hampton Road.
Well, I ain't seen her since, and
she ain't phoned. It's supposed to be Wednesday.
Well, I told her I'm going up Thursday or Friday, so I might nip up this after. I'll go get me six from QuickSave.
Yeah.
I watched him fetch me call this morning and made sure he filled the bleeding bag. Still had to buy three. I got about two left in bunker, and I bought three, and I thought they should be fine, because I didn't have a fire on Sunday at all, and twice this week I haven't let it till five. You know them four buckets that I had in there, was that 2 days ago?
Yesterday I said that to you, because there's always been good and filled them up.
No, but day before you said it Wednesday, I said I had.
Was it?
We didn't go in there yesterday, did we? Can I come back to your house?
Yeah, it's good.
You've just had it in your coat pocket.
I'm looking in here, I'm not looking
at you. No, I've still got one of them left. We've touched the coal since. So you can say from Wednesday to today, there's all coal that was in the bunker plus what they put on top. I should have at least half a bunker left. Yeah, if he gets an interview for this job, he's taking a day off to do it.
I don't blame him.
He says he is now because April's coming up.
Yeah. That's around Scunny area, isn't it?
Newark. Other side of
Newark. Yeah, Newark. It's not far. It's not that far. Because that's, we go to Newark, then Grantham, going down south to my mum's, we go all that way.
Well, it says Newark on front. But I says Scunny, but it's not Scunny, is it?
No, it's past Scunny.
I thought it were past Worksop.
Nice pass, wasn't
it? Flo didn't call last night. She said she won.
Maybe she's poorly. Maybe you talked to her poorly.
Spoke to her on Wednesday. She seemed alright and never mentioned she were poorly. I was talking to her for about half an hour. And I said, are you still working tomorrow? She says, yeah. She says, I'll pop in for a quick cuppa. Because I boiled a kettle at 4:45, because normally she gets here about 5. And I boiled it about 4:45, and I thought...
She didn't come. Maybe she missed bus.
She's always doing that. I think Sarah's gone to work, sounds like it, because she hadn't phoned and said out.
I could have 8:10.
I seen curtains open when I got up.
But I looked at the clock and it said 7:40. I thought, sorry, I ain't getting up.
What time did you finally go to bed?
About 7:15.
Oh, you only got up for a coffee?
No, I didn't even get up for that. I come downstairs, I made myself an orange juice. He licked me back at the front again. Tried to get back to sleep.
You look like I looked yesterday. You look terrible.
Well, I feel a lot better. It's just, if I lay down.
I had that, like a tickle. It starts off a tickle and you cough.
No, there's a steel phlegm.
Oh, mine's not. It's a tickle. Because I can cough. You can't.
I can cough, but it's not coming the way.
It's not doing anything.
It just won't get up there. It gets up to about there and just won't come.
And then you choke.
Yeah.
Time's belong today, 12:30.
I'll be on before that today, because they leave at 11:30. They clock off 11:30 then.
It'll be on between 12 and 10:30 then.
No, it'll be on about 11:55.
Only takes him 25 minutes.
Well, if his mate comes in, like he's got a good mate, so if his mate comes in, he releases his mate early. So if he releases him early, it takes him about 35 to 40 minutes. But that he might come in and say 11:20, something like that. Because Bill goes early to release him on Fridays, because that way they can go shopping with their missus and everything.
So it's only half a day, ever?
On Fridays.
You're only a 30 odd hour week? Steve's?
38 hours a week. Bill does.
If Steve goes for this interview, he's working till, he'll not be until half past eight, because he says all that week he can gain 4 hours work, because he's found out you don't have to finish after 2 hours. You can work as much as you like, finish at 10 o'clock at night if you want.
Yeah, but he don't want to knacker himself out, does he?
Well, I says to him, I says, well, make sure, well, it's 8:05 to get in instead of 7:05. Because
yeah,
all this week I've done well with his teeth. I've been pouring it out just as he's walked in. I says, I'm getting good, mate, this tea. He says, ah, you wait till I change shifts. Hello. You just talk about easier things first. Not a little lad come for Avon money and everything from Alice, but he gave me it on Wednesday night, and I should have given her it yesterday morning, but she didn't get it till last night. And she didn't fetch money till this morning. She didn't have a purse on her.
Well, I've got to get a birthday card for our shows. I've got to get a birthday card for our Steve.
Darren and
is
Sharon
that
are
it?
Ready. Not far.
You outside again?
Not far. I've got to get a birthday card. That's you and birthday cards. I down and Sharon's arguing again. Sarah seen Sharon in town. She says, how's things? And she went, and she says, where's Darren? I haven't seen him for 3 days. About bloody hell, they're at it again. They were alright up to Christmas. But then again, I'd seen them last week. Past me and Kay were pipping and they were both together. She was driving. He's been a good lad. He's not been driving. Shane's bought himself another car.
What car is that this time?
Metro. He's a bit big lad for a Metro, isn't he? Paid 600.
It's not too bad. It's a nice little car up here, that Chevrolet thing. I don't know what the sun is like. I don't know much of this even, this nice little car. Two-tone brown, have you seen it?
Out front?
Yeah, just going up.
I think that's
Broadbent's.
Collins.
Broadbent.
Oh, you mean out front here?
Yeah.
I thought you meant on High Street. I've seen
no.
I've not seen that one yet. Well, he's not bothered at the moment, Gary, is he?
No, he's more bothered about France. I'm pleased he's not bloody bothered anyway. Why don't we get all these icy roads?
Well, that's it.
Well, I haven't got a frozen chip and I haven't got 18 yams.
Size at Joints of Meat down there.
I ain't been down there for about 3 weeks since I've been going there.
I got a chicken from the other day. I went for a joint of pork. I thought, oh, I'll have a couple of them joints, fetch a couple back. And I says, it's not Christmas now, you know. He says, what are you on about? I says, look at the size of these. You know that ginormous one I had?
Yeah.
Well, they're all still that size. I don't know how much they are.
That one that we both bought the same size?
Yeah, well, these are bigger.
Mm.
It's like a
double
top,
that.
Top of a leg. It's a lot bigger. But
that's no good to me, that size.
I thought, well, I'll pop down.
Be all right getting one in for Easter.
Oh, why that size?
But then again, they're not bothered. They don't like pork. Well, Bill don't like pork.
I don't mind Stephen and Easter egg.
When is it?
I don't know. It's in April.
If I've got money, they'll have one. If I ain't got money, they can all do without.
Well, I'm giving him a tenner. I thought, why spend it all on chocolate? Because usually I buy about 6 or 7 quid's worth of eggs, a mixture of eggs.
Yeah.
And he ends up with cream eggs and then proper eggs and
yeah.
that. And I thought, that's just a waste of money, is it? Because when Easter comes up, 4 weeks after, he's 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, I calculate. I was talking to him the other night and I said, you've only 9 weeks. Then I turn around and says, no, Jan, you've got 8 and a half a week. And he hasn't, he's got 12 and a half.
No.
He's 17.
We're a nice age for me, 17.
You were married then, were you?
Not dead on 17, were we?
I thought you got married when you were 16.
I was born in 47.
No.
And I was married in 65. I went 50.
48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58. When did you get married again?
65.
48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. 61, 62. 62, you were 15.
Well, I had Billy at 18.
About 64. You were born in 64, weren't you?
No, I weren't married until 60. Billy were born in 66.
66. That makes you 19. No, that's right, because you were born in... You had him when you were 18, he was born in June, you were 19 in September, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were 65, you got married then?
65, I got married. I had Bill in 66. February, I got married. 66, June, I had him. So what's that? Year and 2 months.
16 months you'd been married.
Yeah.
That's a year and 4 months.
Yeah.
16 months you've been married. You want another cuppa?
Yeah, I'm going to go new.
What, have you been picking?
Yeah.
Have you just done that?
Yeah.
I thought you were seeing things. Blood.
Yeah, I did that on the car the other day.
First bit of blood I've seen all week. I'm surprised I haven't had any of it till now.
You've done well.
I never saw that. But my luck don't hold out forever, does it?
No. I ain't got that horrible tightness in my chest now, thank God.
Well, that's what worries me, upsetting your mouth, don't you?
Bleeding real bad.
I know.
was going to wash me out today if I felt better. I'm not washing.
Well, you've got some colour. At least it's more than you did have.
That's blown my brains out, that.
That's one way to do it. Have you seen Steve's fancy glasses? Come from work. Weird, Albert.
Why, didn't they?
Them safety glasses.
Yeah, Bill's got a pair, but he's got a bit, a little bit of plastic on the side of it.
Is it,
Steve? Oh, yeah, he's got some.
Yeah. That's just the runny side of glasses. Mirage or something, I call them. Mm. I thought, oh well. Because we were messing about with them the other day when he fetched them in. Because he says, put them on, let's have a look. Right, stupid it did. Mm. Oh, bloody hell.
I've got to get some complaints today, man. Gary has to use the last few small ones.
Do this carpet, it's a bloody disgrace.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, I can't be bothered. It's the thought of shampoo in it that I can't be bothered about.
When I feel better for it to get done. I've gone down to one egg in my freezer.
I've got one.
Don't know why I've got one though.
I know how I've got one. Other night we had bacon and egg and I didn't fancy it very much, so I just had two slices of bacon and one egg and made a couple of sandwiches out of it. But Steve always has two eggs. I don't know, bloody hell.
Enjoyed that tea last night. And you do know tomorrow's I did garden peas with the steak. And chips and I done two fried eggs each.
So they enjoyed that.
Yeah. Gary enjoyed it.
Did Bill go to sleep?
Yeah, for a little while. Not when I left Florida.
How many kids did you get in end?
Six friends. Six or seven.
Six or seven. You get one off Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, you got one this time.
It was the first person to send.
Did he post it? Oh, bring
it. He brought it. You said that one with all the roses to open up.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's nice, that one. I meant to ask him if he decided if he were getting married or not, and I forgot all about it.
Who might come his moment?
I was that busy trying to convince him that he had to go to doctors. Because I says, what did they actually do? He says they lifted his eyelid up, just poured water in it, and when they finished, says that says it was still there. Yeah. Hadn't done. He says, and then they didn't do nothing else. I says, you can't sit like that, you'd be walking in. I says, go on, get down to the nurse. And I convinced him to go to the nurse. That's why he was so long. I thought, well, he's better off going to the nurse and then she'll get that magnifying glass and have a look. It wouldn't have surprised me that he could feel were an eyelash like mine.
I said that. It's a mess though, isn't it?
It is a mess. All this side of his face were puffed up with it, wasn't it? I noticed the minute he
got. All his eyes crusted. On crusty on top.
He's got some stuff to put in it, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Did they give him up down at doctors?
He never said.
No. So, well, that was it. I never even noticed him come back because I thought I'd leave that door unlocked. And he come in and he put me hat and my keys down there because I noticed. Because I walked in. Somebody walked in with me. And I says, oh, Stephen's been. I know somebody walked in with me. I can't remember who.
Alice.
No, I'd been shot. Oh, it was Sarah. Because I went to shop some milk. Because she wanted to borrow a couple of videos. So I lent her up. Because she says, you won't let me know when I lived at Arthur's. I says, no, because every time I lent one at our Arthur's, he swore black and blue it were his. He was a swine for that. Plain Elle said I got one of his and I ain't got it. It's Linda that had got it.
What's she doing with his tapes?
She went up with little lad and he was watching it and he says, I wouldn't mind this. Well, Arthur says he'd already taped it off telly. And so he says, I'll tell you what, you can have it if you give me a blank tape back.
Yeah.
So he give it little lad. Anyway, because I was there with him, you see, he thought it was me that had got it. And I says, I ain't got it. Mm. And then he said, it was you that had got it. I says, Maggie ain't been.
Cheeky sod.
Well, it's somebody's been, he says. I says, it was Linda. I says, with little un. I says, you get young un. He says, I did, didn't I? Well, he remembers you and Irene.
Yeah.
If I'd said Linda, he would have said Irene next. Because you're only two that usually goes up with me.
How long's it been since I've been there?
Oh, God.
2 years.
Is it 2 years?
If not more.
It's a couple of years ago. Before you went on diet. Yeah, my earrings turned out. Where am I? Can't find Gap. There it is. Got to go to where I was on Saturday. So I shall get up and go. To get my pennies back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they belong to Access Card. So I'll put it with it. That's 140. Mike Holman turned up at 20 past 8 this morning.
I looked at... It was 20 past 8 because he pulled up as I drew my curtains.
20 past 8. Because when he knocked on the door and I thought, oh, I wonder if it's that parcel. Mini hi-fi system I'm waiting for. That's who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I opened the door and he says, Cowell, I says, you're early, aren't you? I says, I'll have three. We still haven't heard nought about that bloody Cowell.
Yeah, have we?
Not a thing, and they said January. It's February now. What date is it? Today it's 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to write that email on this, won't I? Right, thank you.
Cold just pulled right up there.
Oh, what?
She's getting her cold and they're pulled right up here.
The crackers. Straight outside her house. Start off with a pen and end up with a pencil.
Never
mind. It writes.
I'm going to sort my food cupboard out, see what I've got to get.
Extra, didn't you know?
Yeah, because my freezer's empty. I
know you said you were getting extra and then going freezer shop or something.
Yeah, but I ain't got the extra because they're better.
The more you get, the more they eat. That's one way to do it.
Oh, by the way, if you see Jackie say, Bill's made one glove for Matthew and he's halfway through the next one.
How's he gone on to Matthew's now?
He's finished Craig's. Craig's got his.
I didn't see him finished, I only seen one.
Well, the other one looked identical to that one.
Well, it's bound to do, isn't it?
Yeah. Now he's done one for Matthew and he's halfway through the other one.
I wonder if she hadn't been down because she doesn't know if you know or not. I wouldn't say she should be.
It makes no odds to me.
Unless she's got a guilty conscience. Think you might get on her.
No, I'm not getting on her.
I know you won't. She's daft as a brush when she starts thinking like that.
Yeah.
So I'm Matthew. August, September, 12, 13, 6, 18 months old.
Because if you talk to him, say, he thought you were coming down on Thursday.
He did, he said by that, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's not to do with us. You know, you should still come up. I told her that before.
I know, but you know how she is.
Yeah, but she can come up. As long as she comes first and makes sure.
Oh, she'll tell me about it. What thing he has, a baby in it, an apron? How long's you got? 8 weeks or 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Should I pick middle?
Is it first week of?
Yeah, about 6, 7 weeks left. I hope it's a girl.
I don't know what it is, Kate.
I hope it's a girl.
Helen said that yesterday.
What exactly it say?
She says Steve could do with a little girl because he's got.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I thought, well, he's got a couple of kids, so he could do with a little girl. It'd be spoilt rotten. That'll keep him on his toes. All his attitude will change.
Don't matter what it is, as long as it's all right.
That's it, it better be all right.
Well,
she walked by me in town, and if I didn't know her better, I wouldn't know she was pregnant. I couldn't tell at all. Whether it would coat she had
she's
on or
zippy,
not.
Though. She's zippy, because, I mean, before she was never no hips.
I never noticed.
She's zippy.
Oh, bloody hell.
I ain't seen her for about 2 months.
Is it that long? December.
Yeah.
Oh, December, yeah. Well, you've heard of Rob phone. She phoned
you
quite
a
few times.
I phone, yeah.